it's actually the only effective way we can deal with what we're insisting on when we say little ear cuts here, equal little ear cuts, which means that we don't, whether the tariffs are high or low, they're cut by the same percentage points. This is an argument that we're having primarily with the French right now, who think we should cut our high tariffs and they wouldn't do much to their lower tariffs because they're more of an average. The thrust of this memorandum is designed to get around that and give us a basis where we can get the principle of equality or cuts accepted.
In the case of the Canadians, you're going to have some modification of this, yeah, undoubtedly, but that would be with the exception rather than the rule. They're willing to cut some of that tariff more than the 50% or less. In other words, they're willing to make compensation, but they can't do it on the straight equally and cut all the way down the line.
Are we supposed to be making some
very much opposed to having you ask for a review of that to start with. He says after you get this report, you may want to ask for a further review, and they'll have everything so they can give it to you in a very few days. And then you can actually see fit. But that to initiate it, he thinks would be a mistake, because the last one was signed by four of the members of the commission. And he said coming within a year, they may be pretty tough, and then be a little embarrassing to you if it came that way. If it comes the other way around, and he thinks that there'll be enough of a handful in his report if you want to ask for this.
Yes, it'll be a factual report.
What's that? A factual report, and on the basis of that, you can ask for more information on which you can then exercise your own judgment any way you like. This I think would be very different from your asking for the initial study. But coming up so soon, it's coming up in Lytton's Ink in the fall, in the early fall. It's coming up in Watches in July. Those are the three major categories of these escape doors findings of the past. They've been volume. They're really the only three important ones. I think it is a little better to have it come up to you that way than you having to take the initiative, which might look as though you're trying to break something down even before they've had a chance to report. I think put you in a little easier position.
Now, presumably, when you look at them, when you look at them under the terms of the new law, rather than under the old law, lawyers are still working on this.
They're still trying to set which law to apply.
But presumably, the standards are quite a little different under the new law, and it's harder for the claimant to establish a case.
We should state it seems to me at this point, probably, I don't know, I think maybe the old law rather than, I don't know.
You know, under the new law, neither carpets nor glass would have much of a case. I don't think you can say there'd be much different from Lytton Zinc. That would be about the same.
That would make you have a tough time.
Yeah,
that's a tough situation.
But carpets and glass, the injury is so narrow, and other parts of it have done so well that under the then of the new law, you could make a finding that there was no, you know, that looks to a broader area than just the product. That's the main difference there.
Whenever we decide to use the old law so that you don't, in a sense, get everybody excited about the new law before you've had a chance to really do the whole job. But
that's a great danger. Connie's going to wake up one of these days to what they've written in the new law.
I'm going to wake up when we have the whole package now. Use this time. How about the staff? Is your staff in good shape?
Well, only fair, sir. Only fair, pretty small.
How many do you have?
Well, we've only got 8 on the payroll now, the professional category. We've asked for 17 of the Congress. I've got a hunch they're going to cut us down. And it's awful small, so we're very, very dependent, happily, on people who cooperated very well in other government departments.
God, you said we need the 17 if you're going to compete with them.
No, we're
going to need that negotiation. I think you made that all clear to the Congress.
We did. But other departments have asked for a good many good personnel to help in this picture, because we're going to have to draw very heavily on them. But we had this up with the Bureau of the Budget. The Bureau of the Budget was awful anxious to have us hold down as small as possible. And utilize the existing talents as much as possible. Mr. Rooney had quite a session with him. I made one very unfortunate remark in California with McCoy, but he found out I hadn't forgotten I had ever made it. And I was talking about when I had a mistake on it. I found it was a real advantage to have been a member of the fraternity that he kissed him on yoga up on the hill. Then I added that I thought it would be many people had mistaken about until a member of Congress is the lowest form of human life. Mr. Rooney had himself an awfully good time with that. Very unhappy remark.
Excision 4. 77 seconds excised.
Well, I think it's pretty fair. As a matter of fact, I told the committee we have to resolve all doubts on our side in this case when it comes to moving, and there are a lot of risks, and we've got to get all the color of Latin America before we can. But at the same time, we never let this thing go, because then we're
you didn't say Cancun yesterday.
No, I didn't.
As a matter of fact, I was able to.